Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. Welcome back, everyone, to A World Powerfully Transformed. We're here today talking about the necessary transformation of mind that needs to occur for us to create peace or witness peace in our world. If we want to transform the world, of course, we ourselves need to be transformed. The Bible even says, "Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by" what? "The renewing of your mind." And so we're here today at Unity on Cape Cod, renewing our minds, remembering who we are, coming into an experience of peace through that remembrance and that transformation. Being not conformed to the world takes a little practice. It takes a redirection of my energy and of my focus. And so I use the principles of Unity. I use the teachings of Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, Eric Butterworth, and others, Jesus the Christ, the Buddha. I'll use any teaching that's available to me to remember that I am essentially a divine and eternal being, to remember and experience the peace in which I was created. So I'm going to be using today principle number 2 from Unity, and also some messages from the minister's blog here at Unity on Cape Cod. And maybe we'll have time to read a little bit from A Course in Miracles as well. So let's get started here with the transformation of our mind as the way to peace. Principle number 2, which really helps me in remembering who I am, states, "The human beings have a spark of divinity within them, the Christ spirit within. Their very essence is of God, and therefore they are also inherently good." And this is how we must think of ourselves on a daily basis, as inherently good, that our essence is of God, that the same Christ spirit that was demonstrated through Jesus the Christ is in us. It's within each and every one of us, that spark of divinity. We can use these words to help us to remember. "As I turn within, I retreat from outer awareness and enter my soul, the divine in me. It is here that I know my connection to spirit. Deep within, I find the peace that passes understanding. Deep within, I find the knowledge of all things and the awareness of absolute good. Deep within, I touch the gifts that are God. It is here that I receive wisdom and guidance, and I know truth and understanding, and that I am strengthened and comforted. This is the divine essence that I am. The core of me is God. And from the God within me, I can do anything. As we sit in this truth, knowing that God dwells within us, we truly remember that we have all power in heaven and earth. It's within our grasp, within our consciousness. And it's important to remember that we need to activate it through spiritual practice and through spiritual principle. One of the ways that I like to enhance my awareness is through A Course in Miracles. And so two of my favorite lessons in A Course in Miracles is God is in everything I see. And it's a great practice to go around all day long looking at whatever your eyes rest upon, whoever you meet, and say, God is in that person. God is in that flower. God is in that microphone. God is in that tree. God is in that car. And on and on and on. Whatever you seem to encounter throughout your day, remember that God is within that which you are encountering. And so you can join easily with it. And the reason that you can join with it is because we are one and essentially already joined with everything. God is in everything I see because God is in my mind. Let me read a little bit from that lesson for you. It's lesson 30 in A Course in Miracles, the workbook. The idea for today is the springboard for vision. God is in everything I see because God is in my mind. From this idea, the world will open up before you and you will look upon it and see in it what you have never seen before. Nor will what you saw before even be faintly visible to you. Today we are trying to use a new kind of projection, right? We're getting closer to vision. We are not attempting to get rid of what we do not like by seeing it outside. And that's the way of the world. We try to get rid of what we don't like or what we perceive as opposite from us by projecting it out from us. So we're not doing that now. I'll read it again. We are not attempting to get rid of what we do not like by seeing it outside. Instead, we are trying to see in the world what is in our minds, and what we want to recognize is there. Thus, we are trying to join with what we see rather than keeping it apart from us. That is the fundamental difference between vision and the way you see now. And I'd like to make the proposition that this is the way to peace in the world. This is the way to end the division and separation we experience, is attempting to join with what and who we see rather than keeping it apart from us, projecting all of our anger and our fears and all of our story of discomfort and hate upon that which we see. This is a fundamental, complete shift in our consciousness, a shift in the way we are seeing. We are seeing God in everything because we are holding God in our mind. So let's go on. This idea for today should be applied as often as possible throughout the day. Whenever you have a moment or so, repeat it to yourself slowly, looking about and trying to realize that the idea applies to everything you do see now or could see if it were in your range of sight. Real vision is not limited to concepts such as near and far. To help you to begin to get used to this idea, try to think of things beyond your present range as well as those you can actually see. So basically, anything you think about is a good subject. It does not depend on the body's eyes at all. the mind is its only source. To aid in helping you to become more accustomed to this idea as well, devote several practice periods to applying today's idea with your eyes closed, using whatever subjects come to mind, looking within rather than without, for today's idea applies equally to both. This is a great practice. So you not only look at the things in your world and say, God is in that chair, God is in that shoe, God is in that hand, because God is in my mind, you can actually close your eyes and whatever crosses your mind, God is in that mountain because God is in my mind. And since the mountain and God are both in your mind at the same time, you're putting them together. You're correlating God or good with whatever you're seeing. And whatever person crosses your mind, you say, God is in that person because God is in my mind. And the truth is, God is in that person. God is in that mountain. We're all made up of the same stuff, that divine substance. And so this shift of mind actually occurs fairly easily and quickly when you practice these ideas, when you practice the spark of divinity is within you, that God is within you, then you start to see it in the world more and more and see it in people more and more. And truly, your life starts to unfold miraculously. Everything that could support your highest good comes to you. Everyone to form holy relationships come to you. And your world begins to look more and more like heaven, heaven on earth. And that's when we can truly say in that moment that the light has come. This is from the minister's blog, and it's called The Light Has Come. It was written around Christmas time. Today, we celebrate the coming of the light of Christ into the world. It may be a single light which shines into the seeming darkness of your world, but it is enough to spark the awareness of the universal light of God within you and all around you. The glorious thing about light is when you give it away, you still have it all. You have your full light, and now someone else has their light burning bright as well. You can pass on the light without ever diminishing yours. Just as a flame from a candle can light another flame without going dim. For centuries, we have exalted the coming of the Christ in the form of Jesus, but perhaps we have forgotten the light he carried lives within us as well. It cannot be considered sacrilegious to let our light shine as bright as Jesus did, for it was the purpose for which he came, to spark the flame of our own light. Just as the candle is passed, the flame is passed to that other candle which didn't have the light burning before, and now it does. The only question is, are you willing to be the light of the world? Can you really say the light has come if that light is not you? Will it be sufficient with your soul to merely witness to the light in someone else and only hope the world will come to see the light? When the Christ is born in you and you are fulfilling your purpose in life, you will know that the light has come indeed. This is not just theory or theology. This is an actual experience of the divine energies within you being activated and expressed in the world through your own demonstration. You don't change who you are. You become who you really are. You don't have to become a master teacher or a healer or anything else that is not authentically you. However, you are showing up in the world. Whatever role you seem to be taking, it's enough. However you're showing up is just the right way for you to be that unique expression of God that you are. The body you're walking around in right now is the perfect vehicle for the Christ. The exact person you appear to be at this moment is the perfect one to show the world the light of God. This birth of the Christ in you, it may take a little time. The birth process can be messy and painful, but it is the one process in life none of us can avoid. To be born of spirit and of water, spirit made flesh, God incarnate, is no small or easy thing. However, there is one thing I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and that is, you will not be alone on this journey. The Holy Christ that is born in each individual will go with you. I'm reminded of this through a lesson in A Course in Miracles. It's a very short part of lesson 303. It says, "Watch with me, angels. Watch with me today. Let all of God's holy thoughts surround me and be still with me while heaven's child is born." The Holy Christ is born in me today. Who uses but Christ's vision finds a peace so deep and so quiet, undisturbed and wholly changeless, that the world contains no counterpart. Comparisons are still before this peace, and all the world departs in silence as this peace envelops it and gently carries it to truth, no more to be the home of fear. For love has come and healed the world by giving it Christ's peace. And in this vision, you will bring the peace to the world. But first, you will experience it yourself as the Christ light is born in you and as you. May the wonder of this experience take on a new meaning this year as you accept the truth that you are God's child, and all beings in heaven and earth celebrate you. This is such a wonderful message that I think everyone needs to hear, that they are enough just the way they are, that the Christ is already in them, and that it's a simple matter of remembering the renewing of their mind, the remembering of their true self. I went way back here to a message from January 2018, which is called A New Way to Peace, which is what I'm talking about today, and I found it to be really appropriate for today's message. So I want to end with this writing that's called A New Way to Peace. As the storm rages around me, I find a certain calm. I fall into an active peace no human can dare describe. Yet I am sure everyone has felt it at one time in their life. And as feeble as the words may be, we attempt to describe our mystical experience so others can catch a glimpse of the eternal nature within their own being. The Bible calls it the peace which passes all understanding. The Hindus use the Sanskrit term shanti, which speaks of tranquility, calm, bliss, eternal rest and happiness. The Hebrews say shalom, or they may pray selah. In Arabic, it is selam. The Buddhists call it ahimsa. The Taoist can experience the yin and the yang as being perfectly balanced in a state called heping for the Chinese, or hewa for the Japanese. The Native Americans have so many different words for peace, one can hardly count them. Each tribe has a unique language and expression for the many states in which peace exists. We might call it bliss, comfort, calm, care, serenity, relaxation of body, mind, and soul. But I prefer to think of it as our natural state, a feeling of heaven on earth, an absolute awareness of our unity with the whole universe. Indeed, there are many varying expressions for the sublime experience of inner peace, as there are people who have found it. But for many of us who desire this peace as a way of life, we know it to be something that finds us. We are made ready by the miracle and guided by grace. The peace we seek knocks at the door of our consciousness and completely envelops our hearts as we fall into the realm of the unexplained mysteries of God. In this new year, perhaps, as students of truth, we will recognize the way to this experience is not a way at all, but the total acceptance that everything we were seeking is actually here now. Perhaps a very thin veil of perception was the only thing blocking our vision from seeing the truth of this peace as our one true reality and the only constant state available in all the universe. We always sing, "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." I believe the most important word here is let, to allow peace to be what it is, to refuse to throw the veil of my mistaken ideas across the face of peace any longer, to finally let go and let God be exactly what it is, to discover the beauty and the mystery and the majesty of my own being in oneness with everything there is. This is the new, and perhaps always has been, the way to peace. So happy new year, my friends, my amazing friends. I love you so much. Be blessed, and remember always to be a blessing.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.